This podcast is brought to you by SharpFocusMediaAcademy.com.
The following program is intended for mature audiences. It may contain profanity, adult situations, and spoilers. This is The Jinx Podcast.
Diabolical. Diabolical. Diabolical.
And now you're taking this big risk. You're writing a note to the police that only the killer could have written.
If he was the type of person that would talk to himself, which I don't believe, not at all with him, that would have been like him talking to himself saying, you're writing a note to the police, only the killer could have done that.
Yeah, he has a problem with his inner monologue.
He has none.
So now they show this picture, super creepy, of Robert Durst, Susan Berman, and Kathy Durst.
What are the odds?
I know. And you know who Bob Durst looks like in this picture? Hans Gruber.
From Die Hard 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, this photo was taken at Nakatomi Towers.
Hans, Christmas Bubby. Eve.
I don't know enough about handwriting to be anything other than dangerous, but I see similarities and I see differences.
One of his L's originally has like more of a bump in it. The N's are very identical, but then when he says the thing about the block letters, then it makes sense that he made his L straight, the bottom of his L.
Oh, Jesus, look at you. Look, you've like learned some fingerprint analysis.
I have a lot of free time.
Son of a bitch.
Well, she's had a vendetta for poor Bobby since episode one.
If it wasn't for Janine Pirro, we never would have been in this mess.
Yeah. So are you going to record our conversation now?
Yeah.
What are you figuring out?
Is it hard to understand what Jarecki's saying because he's got seven pieces of gum in his mouth or because his goatee is completely grown over his mouth? Like a Hannibal Lecter mask.
Or perhaps just their documentary crew. I'm sorry, but there's a huge difference between their production value on the recreations and the production value of their doc crew.
My name is John Osborne, and I'm a forensic document examiner.
Other than mortician, probably second creepiest job.
That's kind of cool, actually. I think that's an interesting job. I mean, there's science behind it. It's not just like trying to be a palm reader. Like, they literally go through, like, is this faked? Because, I mean, you can try to recreate someone's handwriting, but anybody who's a professional handwriting analyst, they will be able to tell if it's someone's handwriting or if you faked it.
So we're watching Jarecki and his crew drive through the snow in New York, I'm guessing, somewhere, maybe Westchester or Long Island. But I just was wondering if people in Los Angeles lost their damn minds when they saw people driving more than 4 miles per hour with any type of precipitation.
I actually noticed that last night when I was watching that. They're like actually driving pretty quickly.
They're moving. They're going like 40, 50 miles per hour.
Taconic.
Yeah, Taconic or like the Sawmill or something it looks like.
I'm from the Midwest, so I mean driving in the snow is like not a big deal at all. That's why I lose my shit when I'm trying to drive out here. Oh my God, it's drizzling.
Yeah, and it's like there's monkeys throwing Molotov cocktails off the freeway.
Yeah, meanwhile, just somebody's windshield wiper spray got on someone else's windshield.
You guys were talking about the timeline earlier of when this stuff was filmed. I read an article saying that actually these guys are taking a lot of heat right now because apparently this last interview that they do with Bob was over 3 years ago.
No kidding.
And they claim that they didn't find the audio of him in the bathroom
for
until
2 years.
Yeah, for like 9 months ago. But some people are kind of, you know, criticizing them like, it's kind of convenient that this came out. Like right when the finale is about to drop.
Yeah, look, it all worked out well for everyone except Robert Durst and Susan Berman and his first wife and Morris Black.
Son of a bitch.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system.
Hi, this is Bob.
He's not available.
Hey, Bob, it's Andrew Jarecki. I want to sit down and
finish our trailing questions on our interview. So that's my theory. I'm at your disposal. Bye.
Wrong choice of words for a gentleman by the likes of Robert Durst. I'm at your disposal to throw into a creek.
Hello. Hey, it's Jarecki.
So I am on my way to Madrid.
Sounds good. Have a good time in Madrid.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
But he still keeps the charm. I mean, he's like, yeah, look, I'm a guy who likes to go to Madrid on a moment's notice. Or did he?
Hey, it's Jarecki.
Anyway, I am happily here in Spain, and I'm getting back to New York on the 31st.
Do you think saying he was happily in Spain, he played like some weird music in the background or anything like that?
I thought he
so
would
it sounded
something.
Like
yeah.
He was in Spain. He's watching a bullfight on YouTube.
Oh, you loved it. There was a sample Bob that we had contacted him. So Bob said, oh, you know, okay, fine, fine. You can talk to them, but don't tell them that I'm in L.A. I told them I was in Barcelona.
Wow. He actually told me he's in Madrid.
Uh-oh.
It's funny.
He's getting the worst of you, Jarecki.
Yeah, Bob's slipping.
It makes you wonder what he was doing in L.A., though. I mean, was he kind of like doing his own counter-investigation, like walking around in drag and trying to find out what Jarecki's been looking up?
And he visited Sareb Kaufman or talked to him and to see what was going on.
Ooh.
He was feeling it out.
You think maybe like...
He's lucky that guy, he didn't kill him.
Yeah. Like yeah. You think like the UPS guy came to the door, like he had like piano wire in his hand. He's like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
Is that my floor dent? I don't know.
So Bob was in L.A. whenever this was. We don't know how long ago this was. You're saying 2 years ago? Three years ago?
It's over 3 years ago, yeah. It was filmed in like 2010, I think.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Maybe he was here for like Lebowski's Fest or something. Like, he just came in for like the most random thing.
All right, so I just got a text message saying Roberto's been arrested in New York.
What did you think he was arrested for when you first heard that, Roberto?
Probably stealing like a dirty water dog or something, like from a hot dog cart.
That's good.
Or, I don't know, like breaking the piano at FAO Schwartz or like pushing kids off of it so he could play chopsticks by himself.
I thought they meant Roberto Alomar Jr. I had no idea what they were talking
spitting
about.
Spit in another umpire's face.
Yes,
yeah.
Spit in the umpire's face.
That's his legacy.
In court, they said Doug had put an order of protection on Bob after, you know, that day we shot in Times Square. They had video surveillance footage of Bob approaching Doug's house a couple of weeks later. And so apparently he'd broken the order of protection.
And they show him walk up those stairs or attempt to.
Yeah.
And then I think he sees the buzzer and he thinks there's a camera there, so he turns around and leaves.
Yeah. Very uncalculated, too.
I know. But he had that little backpack on, the same one he wears when he gets out.
Right.
First day of school. Middle school picture day, Bob.
Right.
He's got like a little nice little shirt on.
Like a Ninja Turtles backpack.
Yeah. What do you think he had in that backpack?
I don't know. Bowsaw, stilts.
Wig.
A wig.
Hmm. At least one gun. I mean, why is he stopping by? Just to say hi and, you know, he's probably...
Show off his new Ninja Turtle backpack.
Yeah. Right.
Look what Mom bought me. Bob, Mom.
I like that Bob also shops at Target,
mm-hmm.
like I do, for Kohl's. My outfits for first day of school. That reminds me, I have to return this shirt by tomorrow. 2 weeks are almost up.
Better clean out those pit stains.
No way. I love it. All right, now we get that newspaper article from definitely the New York Post,
yeah.
Because it's the best with these puns in their titles. His bro's creeper instead of keeper.
And that photo is totally photoshopped.
Do you have any other titles for the article about this, his bro's creeper?
Cain and not able.
Cain and disabled?
Yeah. There you go.
Cain and handy capable?
Or like, hey, I want to kill my brother. Just get right to the point.
Yeah, not as clever.
Hey, Andrew, how are you? I actually have a list of things, and I forgot some of them. I am ready to be filmed if you're still interested in doing that.
I am, of course.
You think Bob's doing his own prep for the interview? He's just sitting there polishing his eyebrows? Or
polishing his eyeballs with black shoe polish.
You'd think he would come up with some sort of, like, potential responses, though. Okay, I'm going to be interviewed tomorrow. If he brings up this, I'm going to say this.
Do you think these guys had any type of weapons on them or anything like that in case Robert Durst had a gun in his backpack?
Like True Lies, they had, like, the gun in, like, the VHS cassette?
Yeah, you'd have to have security. I mean, because he's not an intimidating guy physically. No. I feel like I could take him pretty easily. Yeah.
You know.
But there is something about him that is terrifying because it can come out of nowhere.
In this situation, I'd want to be as close to him pretty much as possible. So if he did try and reach into his Ninja Turtle backpack, you'd be able to, like, grab him. Because there's no way he's going to overpower you. But if he has a gun or a knife or something, it's going to be a little different. But you want to be as close as possible.
You just pull the chair next to you.
I mean, you could just, like, flip his chair over and he wouldn't be able to even get up.
Hey, Bob.
What?
How you doing? Nice to see you again. Let's go upstairs.
I'm here. Now what?
Let's get this party started.
I mean, how bad is this going to go?
You know that handshake was just so cold.
Right?
Yeah.
Just juggling snowballs.
This one is you and Kathy. Could this be at her mother's house?
Might be in Vermont. I still have the long bangs type, what was it, Viking something or other hair.
So someone tweeted to us, what exactly is a Viking hair? And I was thinking that it was a little clean up top and a little shaggier in the back. And then you chop your barber up and stuff him in a Walmart suitcase.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Your wallet?
All right.
Picture of his dead family.
What's in your crawl space?
This is an interesting picture of you and Susan.
Yes, I'd like to get a copy of this.
Yeah.
Preferably wallet size.
Do you mind cutting out the eyes?
And who you sent it to?
Susan Berman, 1527 Benedict Canyon, Beverly Hills, California.
So Beverly is spelled the same way on this and the same way on this.
Same misspelling. So I can see the conclusion the cops would draw. Or the writing exemplar person would conclude they were both written by the same person.
That's what happens when someone knows that they're caught, like with no poker face.
I got goosebumps when I saw that. I was like, oh my God, this dude is about to have a seizure.
I was worried he was like going to die right there. Oops, yeah. I crapped my pants.
But it was... He's like burping though. Is that like a condition? Like nervous burping?
He might have been like almost like vomiting, like so nervous.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude, what did you have for lunch?
That's one too many shots of tequila.
I bet that burp smelled like dead mice.
Yeah.
Children's souls.
He like just blew it in Jarecki's face too.
Then they cut to Jarecki and his goatee and hair is now white.
So you wrote one of these, but you didn't write the other one.
I wrote this one, but I did not write the cadaver one.
And can you tell me which one you didn't write?
No.
You know they probably did the old switcheroo that one.
Yep.
I was waiting for that. And Bob was too smart.
I really started feeling bad for him. I mean, and granted, he's this more like this points the evidence at him. He's like, you did this. But you're watching this guy who has always had the power, man. Just
squirming.
Oh, dude. Great television.
And it's 4:05. Perfect timing. Can I have this? Are you going
to
send me?
Yeah, I want you to have it.
You want to take one of these sandwiches, Bob?
Yeah, but we can wrap one up in an actual
sandwich. What are we going to do with it?
Nah, I already pocketed one. Don't worry.
There, but whoever that guy was off camera that said that, he's a smart ass.
I don't know if he did it on purpose. I think it just kind of came off that way.
I don't know.
Sandwiches.
If you listen to him, he says it with kind of like a little chuckle under his breath.
Pork chop sandwiches.
I am going to go use the restroom, which is right here.
I have to make a pee-pee in the potty.
There it is. You're caught.
I was thinking he was just talking about his penis got caught in the zipper.
I thought the same exact thing.
Because I always say, there it is, when I take it out.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
You're right, of course. can't imagine.
You could be talking to Mr. Hankey, just popped out of the toilet bowl. One of the that movie Ghoulies with the guy comes out of the toilet.
I haven't used the toilet since.
Where'd he go?
Sink.
Number two?
I don't know.
What's in the house?
That is a really weird thing to say, because nobody brought up a house. So why would you be prepping for that question?
Because he doesn't know what they're going to ask. He's like, what is this leaning towards?
Well, the interview's over, so I mean... Yeah.
He doesn't know who's waiting out there. I was also thinking it could be like To Catch a Predator, Chris Hansen. It's like, oh, you're free to go. You're good. Go ahead. And then the guy with the crappy mustache walks outside, and the cops just tackle him. And they're like, why do you have rope and condoms and a Happy Meal in your car, sir?
Oh, I want this.
Oh, I want this. You think he was doing a Dirk Diggler right in front of the mirror?
A big, bright, shining star?
Yeah.
Or maybe he took the stolen sandwich out of his pocket that had been marinating there for his four-hour interview, and that's he just, oh, I want this.
I mean, it's a urinal cake he wanted for dessert.
Yeah.
Oh, like, I want this.
What a disaster.
Or maybe he just opened the stall next to him.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to, like, just get it out of his head. Be like, oh, my God. All right. Let's get out of this and look at my environment. And then he sees, you know, a chalupa in the toilet. And he's like, what a disaster.
He was right. I was wrong. Isn't that lyrics to a song?
Like a Christian song, I think.
He's got his iPod, you know. He's got his earbuds in while he's...
He could be on the phone.
Oh, you think? Oh, wow. Maybe he called his fucking attorney.
Yeah.
And he's like, look, it all went down. Like, the thing we talked about yesterday that I was sure wasn't going to happen, happened. It's like, so...
Well, he's... They'd probably trace his phone, but maybe he's on Snapchat. I think you can, like, text. Maybe he's one of those people who says it out loud.
He does seem like he's pretty social media savvy.
You think? I hope not.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And the burping.
That sounds like something that he's experienced before. Yeah. Like,
it's his anxiety.
How embarrassing. It's like me at my in-laws in the bathroom when you're trying to make a good impression. And you're just like, oh, God. And the burping. What am I doing? I like my salad dressing. Like, I like my women. Non-fat Italian. What the hell am I doing? And the burping? I actually did that at a girlfriend's parents' house. I said that. First time I met him at dinner. Idiot.
Kill them all, of course.
And there it is.
Hard to cover the killed them all, of course. Except, what the hell did I do? He might have stepped on, like, some bugs.
Ants?
Yeah, what the hell did I do? Killed them all, of course.
Now, I'm not really buying this idea of they had no idea that
he stepped on the bugs?
Yeah.
No, congratulations.
I'm not buying the idea that they didn't have or they didn't realize this was on tape. Because, I mean, he had already proven that he forgot that he was hot mic'd before in the other episode. You'd think whoever was the sound mixer was like, oh, this dude's in the bathroom. He has a tendency to talk to himself.
Well, I think the sound mixer should get an award just for this episode alone. Because, I mean, he's kind of like... He cracked the whole thing.
How about this theory? Jarecki is also in the bathroom, asking him questions, talking to him. They edit that out. Make it sound like Bob's talking to himself, cut all these words and things together.
Well,
and we get this.
They did edit out the actual, the movement, whether it be a number one or a number two.
Did he flush?
You know, they might have edited that out, or
he's diabolical and doesn't flush.
He leaves his calling card.
Do you think that this would be admissible in court?
I think so, but I don't know what that's going to prove. That he's crazy? They might want it in court. His defense lawyers is that.
Well, if he said, killed them all, what did I do? Killed them all, of course. The question is,
but he might be talking about the jurors in Galveston when he had them laughing their ass off.
Mm-hmm.
I killed.
And they
killed
them all.
So what are your theories? What do you think's going to happen with him? Because he was arrested in Nolens.
Yeah. He's at Mardi Gras.
Some people are speculating that he was in Nolens because apparently that's the departing airport for the first flight from the U.S. to Cuba. It's happening very soon.
This could be the next trial of the century, which could be good for our podcast. We could do a weekly update since we're trying to think of what we should do after this. People have asked if we do some other show or something like that. Maybe we do. We should stay on Robert Durst.
We should at least do one of the movie, the actual movie starring Ryan Gosling. All Good Things. So
yeah, we're going to do that. We'll watch All Good Things. We'll break that down. So if anyone has any other ideas on what we should be doing after this, as far as another show or anything like that, you can email us at thejinxpodcast@gmail.com or tweet at thejinxpodcast. My name's Jim Cunningham. You can catch any of my stuff on funnierdie.com/thisjimcunningham, also Point Break Live and Terminator 2 Judgment Play. And we've got Kevin Crowley.
Yeah, thanks. Well, guys, this was a blast.
This is Scott Crowley signing off. Thank you so much. Check us out at sharpfocusmediaacademy.com.
Later.
Son of a bitch.
Thank you for listening to the Jinx Podcast. Diabolical. Be sure to subscribe and tell your friends. Diabolical.